This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You ready? You're not even gonna let the Shaq run?
Fucking Shaq, right, man.
Fucking Shaq and Biggie, bro.
Oh, fuck. Shit. Throw them claps in.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know what time it is. This is the Random Order Podcast, episode 70.
Super.
We'd like to welcome you here. I'm Jermaine Richards. People from time to time also refer to me as Quentin Quarantino.
They do.
But I'm going to explain that another time, man. We got to get right into this, man. We got B-Baby Trey in the building, man.
Yeah, the biggest baby in the game, man. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Young Sheldon Sebastian in the building.
Rise and shine.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah. It's been a great episode. Episode 70.
Episode 70.
Episode 70. It's the 70th really? Episode. Fuck. Should be on 100, but.
Yeah.
It's where we at. It's a great episode. Touched on a lot of heavy hidden topics. Yeah. Putting metal in the microwave by accident. Gucci Mane versus Young Jeezy. Dishwashers not doing their job. Things that should work but still don't. Mad cow disease and getting way too comfortable in public bathrooms. Before we get into this episode, YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit that big fat subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
Click that big chunky bell to become a true Naughty Gang Eagle. You know what it is, man. Enjoy the episode.
Way. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Light me up.
The more explosions, the more eagles.
Light me up.
Light yeah.
Me the fuck up.
The Random Order Podcast.
Where we at?
Sponsored by. Yes, sir.
Where we at?
It's only necessary.
Yeah,
you know what time it is, man.
That was beautiful,
yeah, man.
That's wild, a song by Shaq.
That's a Shaquille O'Neal song. That shit's platinum.
That shit go crazy.
Yeah, it's hard.
What was the hardest bar in the song?
Biggie got a. I don't know all the bars. I just heard it this morning after like a long time not hearing it. There's a Max B version that's really crazy too.
Oh shit!
But yeah, Biggie's on this and he goes crazy. Apparently, the first verse he did, they were like, "It was too much, man. I'm still NBA player."
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Bro, I hate when I plug something into my computer. Like, for instance, my iPhone charger. I gotta charge my iPhone, plug it into my computer, and it connects and then it disconnects. Right? Disconnecting. The cord's in. There's nothing more I can do
still
on my
connected. End.
What'd you say?
It's still connected, so why would it disconnect?
Why would it disconnect?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I don't get it. And that's been a problem with my iPods, like, back in the day. It's frustrating.
Shout out all my people with great USB connections.
For real.
Yeah. Let's appreciate that today.
For real.
You got to appreciate when everything fucking just works.
It works,
yo.
Bro. It's like
you plug in your headphones and you hear your voice. Like, oh.
Yep. That's a great feeling.
This,
it doesn't happen
I love
enough.
This.
It doesn't happen enough. 2020 bro. Still doesn't happen enough.
It still doesn't you know happen. What That's what I was trying to explain with Twitch. You get on there. You do your little setup. Why is my camera not opening? Where's my game?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the game? It's not on the screen, but it's plugged in. The box say the Elgato box saved. If there's no red light flashing, everything's connected.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no light flashing. Ain't no connecting though.
Yeah,
it don't make no sense.
That's almost nothing's worse than like when you see the Wi-Fi and it says connected but no internet. You ever seen that shit? What the fuck?
That was happening right there.
Like, bro, what
do you mean?
It's on though. I see
yeah,
the waves.
Like, come on, man. I put the right password in.
It makes no sense, bro. It makes zero sense.
Yo, it's just like, terrible when you get like technical difficulties and like it doesn't tell you what's wrong.
Mm.
Oh.
There's, oh.
Oh. I didn't even want to get started with that. Just,
oh, it doesn't work.
But then I feel like it'd be more confusing when you just like plug it out and plug it in. Like, why does that fix it? It's plugged in already.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You start just doing shit. Like, yeah. It's not even you anymore, but you start fucking blowing in it. Yeah. You start fucking
changing shit that doesn't have to get changed.
You know what I mean? Maybe I didn't do it this way. It's just like, bro, yeah. it's just not. You won't know what it is, but you fix it and you're just like, hey, yo, please don't mess up.
Don't break again because I forgot everything I did.
And I done tried everything.
Yeah.
My phone's not going to charge, and that's the way it's going to stay, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like you've been having, damn, like, bad phone luck.
I've been telling you about my battery.
Bro, I'd be chilling.
I told you yesterday about my battery.
Yeah.
It's today. It's on five. What did I do today? Nah, I ain't going to cap on you. I ain't even charged it all day.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
It's 11. Yeah.
Shout out to that.
I want to start this podcast off by saying by the time this comes out, 4ye.ca will have a massive Black Friday sale,
yes,
going
sir,
on. With new beanies, new scarves. What else? We got a new do-rag. We got a new hoodie. We got a new hoodie already in a different colorway. What are you, sick?
Yeah, that hoodie looks crazy.
What are you, sick?
Yeah, ready for that.
You see, bro, the green?
Yeah, busy.
Yes, I see.
You see
it.
The greens, man?
I, yo, seen it.
Off rip, my favorite tree is a pine tree. Like a beautiful pine tree, just like fresh in that season.
Mm-hmm.
They always brought me like good feelings.
Okay.
Yo, for some reason, like I have a special place in my heart for pine cones. I just I see a pine cone, I'm like,
yeah.
That's I'm me. Like, yeah, it's
yeah.
good to see.
Like,
that's
I'll pick right up there. A pine cone and like hold it while I walk.
I look at it, you fucking kick mean? Them really yeah. hard and just
they're so send them beautiful. Flying. Just send me. Flying. Yeah. They're so beautiful though. Yeah. If like you ever do that?
Do
as
what?
A kid, like pick them up.
Yes.
Them shit, 100%. You had to hit at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Trust me.
If you didn't get the bottom, like your foot,
it's a good pine cone too.
Yeah. Sometimes
in the pine cone,
right?
Mm-hmm. You be running around kicking it before you realize you're tired.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, fuck, I have a different appreciation for pine cones.
Yeah, you know, pine cones are hard. Yeah. I fuck with them.
Do pine cones plant trees when they fuck? Like, what's the?
Oh,
what's
don't the do deal? That to me, Jermaine.
Like, why are they dropping shit? Because yo, I'm in Orlando and they got these trees that drop these little fucking like. Acorn looking shits.
Mm-mm. And if you plant them, then
like I don't know what it does. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh my god, are they supposed to plant more trees and shit? I do know they be fucking knocking you in your shit.
Yeah, they, like I think they just there to knock you in your shit.
That's it, right?
Wait, hold on. So it
well,
says the
different
familiar
type of
wood,
cones.
Yeah, the woody cone is the female cone, which produces seeds. The male cones, which produce pollen, are usually for you know what I'm saying.
That's crazy. So they got emotions.
And I should be
pine. Yo, that's how I be feeling them. That's how I be feeling pine cones.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to the pine cones, man, for real.
That. Let me give you your flowers. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Is it maybe that is why we're like, you know, attracted to it. As a kid, like there's so many different things to pick up off the floor like on the way to school.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason it was like the pine cone was just always there with me. Like through the season, he was always there. Even in the winter, I still see a cone.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It was always there.
For sure. Damn.
It was always there.
That being said, the green sweater is very nice. Y'all can go ahead to the site.
Sir. Man, another thing that bothers me, I got a Bliss text. I'm trying to put it back down, and it's not going. It's not catching into the thing. So now it's just up. And
we need to fix stuff
squishes.
Like this.
Bro.
We can't still be here.
There's no. Why are we designing Teslas and shit if this is not?
Like, hold on, wait, nigga.
We're not
Chapstick gonna... still doesn't go that down sometimes.
Yeah.
Before we invent the electric car, nigga, save the earth.
This
bro, deodorant too.
Oh my god, are you
But I do the gel deodorants now.
Them hoes don't be coming
that
up
shit,
too.
They don't come up. It's just
you it's only supposed to go up.
Yeah, it only goes up.
I've had bad luck with that shit.
Really?
And it falls out. No, y'all should be.
No, it doesn't fall out.
It makes my shirts wet.
It does.
Wait,
but that's why you don't put a lot though. You just
frozen gel.
Like I just a little bit, and I just Bless.
I thought you were talking about the gel,
the
clear, the hard
like
gel.
Yeah, the fucking.
I don't use the gel. Maybe.
Bro, that should be burning my armpits.
Quiver. Which ones?
The jelly shit? Not the jelly shit. Like the gel ones?
The ice, like blue ones?
The blue ones.
Wait, what are you talking about?
For real. I thought burnt shit.
Gel.
Burnt you up.
Oh, like the solid gel.
Because they got the bag. No, they could. Yeah, it wasn't red.
It didn't hurt.
It was light pink. It was light pink. Yeah. My hair fell out.
But you can have a reaction.
It smelled good, though.
It do. Yeah. You have a reaction.
Nah, it
could
be a personal thing.
Yo,
but I complained. I got $5 back.
Yeah.
You did.
Like,
you months
did.
Later.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, let me go through with this nigga. Send him a picture and shit. Like, we can send you $5. I'm like,
It's better than zero.
Y'all have a dishwasher. You guys use a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Okay. So you, when you were growing up, you weren't able to really use a dishwasher.
Yeah, no. We spoke about that.
Yeah.
But my dad just kind of...
And whenever you could use it, did it have to be like super full?
Yeah. Oh, that
bro, had to be packed. That shit is annoying. You can roll back carefully. I hate that shit, though, because I find that, for one, like, my family, like, when we fill the dishwasher, shit don't get washed properly because shit's in the way. You know what I mean? Like, a next dish is in the next dish is in the next dish. It's not going to get washed.
Yeah.
But they don't be wanting to turn it on if it's not super fucking full. And it's like, bro, now I'm fucking spreading butter with a spoon because there's no fucking utensils, bro.
Oh, they open that shit. You got oatmeal on your cup.
Yeah, bro.
They do be food on my plate.
They do be, yeah, they do be. Tisha used to put them motherfucking dishes back with a whole ass strawberry. like smothered on the plate.
It was turned on. Like, bro.
Whole tomato. Oh, my shit. But you gotta hit it with the turbo pots and pans mode.
You gotta just not fucking fill it, nigga. It's full right now. It's full. Go start your dishwasher. It's full right now. It's full enough.
Is my shit?
I don't know. I'm not.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm like, wait, when did you see this?
Absolutely right. It's right there.
That shit is packed. Bro, I just hate how, like, I got this ongoing worry with the dishwasher and Symphony. She'd be like, yo, you gotta, like, rinse your dishes off.
You do.
To a point where, like, it's pretty clean.
It's pretty clean. I agree. Like,
why, though?
Bro, because it's too much.
I just be like, I'm testing the line, see where the boundaries are. Sometimes I just leave a little extra fucking avocado. I'm like, nigga, you're the dishwasher. Fucking take it off, nigga.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you're unpacking Jermaine, you gotta.
It doesn't, though.
But why were you? Okay, what's the point, nigga?
I feel you. 100%.
She cleans it to the point where I'm like, you cleaned it. Like, it's good.
Eat off that.
Just let that shit dry and then we're good.
Did she be like wiping it and shit?
No, not wiping it down, but like she just be like,
yeah, I just
in the sink enough that like there's no food on it. So I'm like, all right, what's the point now?
Yeah.
Dad used to do that shit, but like he'd be like, you have to wash it off, and at the same time, he would tell us to do it.
Then he would do it.
No, he would do it, but then complain about doing it. Why even got fucking?
Oh.
We didn't really wash properly. You had to like wash, especially with us. We always had mess sauce on that shit.
Right.
But yeah, I remember. It didn't make any sense to me.
In the commercials, nigga, they put like fucking spaghetti in the shit. Yeah. I've literally seen spaghetti in a dishwasher. And, like,
in the Cascade commercials.
Shit comes out sparkling.
They do it. Well, maybe I think, you know what? I'm going to test it because I think it could work, but you can't feel it then. It has to give it space for the chemicals to really touch the dish, you feel what I'm saying? And, like,
I feel that.
Really sit on the dish.
The jets to.
Because really,
jets,
it's just steam.
Pressured water.
Well, the jets at the top and the bottom, I think.
Yeah, with the spinning fan.
Spinning shit, yeah.
But then it's,
I bet it's just not even, it doesn't look as cool as it sounds from the outside.
Yeah, nah.
It's probably just one fucking.
Just squirting water everywhere. Outside sounds like it's getting busy.
Yeah.
You can close it. Well, yo, they fucking that bitch up.
Bro, I heard sometimes.
Why is it still dirty after that?
My fucking shit was leaking. I'm like, oh, it's getting busy.
It's like a phone. You ever see it foam at the mouth?
Oh, yeah.
It was going stupid.
It's fucking steam coming out the top sometimes.
Yeah. Nah, I enjoy opening a dishwasher and then kind of just, you know, taking in that steam right
100%.
There.
100%. Did y'all watch the verses, the Jeezy and Gucci verse?
Yeah, we did. Forget to
you guys did?
That. I did.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
For real?
I did not watch it. I never really bumped either of them like that, to be honest.
I was a Gucci.
Yeah, I was on that track.
I mean, Jeezy boy.
Trap 101, what was it?
TM
101.
Motivation?
Yeah, that shit, 101.
Yeah, 101. I never listened to them still.
That was my
shit. The only shit I heard from Jeezy was like the videos, like the music video shit.
The thing is, I feel like I listened to Jeezy because everybody respected Jeezy, you know? And I feel like as a kid, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to listen to this. Like, Gucci Mane, like, he was a little bit too far. So, like, when I started listening to him, I'm like, yo, I don't understand this. Then his accent was so crazy, and he was so offbeat. He wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But then Jeezy was, like, this guy that was, like, making certain songs. He started making collabs with, like, Wayne and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was on beat. Mm-hmm. But, like, I never really, like, I don't know if, like, I just respected Jeezy. I'm like, all right, that's Jeezy. But, like, now when I was watching him, like, I have different respect for Gucci, like.
Yeah,
for Gucci to do, and I never really listened to Gucci. I always said this, never really listened to Gucci in that time for that reason. But when he came out of jail, like, you gotta respect that turnaround that he had. Like, he really turned his whole like career around. And bro, when he was playing the hits and the verses, I realized how relevant Gucci's been. I'm just like, yo, like,
You've been getting busy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You were beefing with this guy back in the day, and you're here today getting like this busy. Like,
yeah.
And isn't he signed under his own thing? Saw Ice and the Simon?
Yeah, but I
think, yeah, because yeah. Yeah, he tried to sign. Was it Mulatto or something?
Mulatto, yeah. Miss Mulatto, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mulatto. Mm-hmm. Shit. It shows you how much I know. But the point is, like, it's really crazy how he came, like, bodied the nigga, went to jail, came back, turned around, and he's like that.
Yeah. Bro, there's theories online saying that this nigga got cloned in jail, and that's his clone. That came out. Gucci's still in there.
Nah, if you watch the battle, like, you'll know that's a
scene. Yeah, that's Gucci. Him. That's
he didn't
Gucci.
Sit down once, right?
Bro, he didn't sit down once, and then he told, like, the beat stopped, and he said, "Yo, I sent your man's back to you in a box."
It's fucking crazy.
What he said that. He said, "Send another one, and I'll send him right back." He said, "Sent him to heaven or something like that." It was so like it
wait,
was
he
like,
said, like nah. That wasn't part of
he
the song,
said it
right?
To Jeezy. What he performed Jeezy the song, bro. He just said, listen, man. But he performed the diss song for when after he got shot and he bodied him. And he's just saying like, yo, like da da da. He dropped the beat, like performing the song saying like, oh, I bodied your man. It's like da da da. And then like the song stoppers just hella bombs is dropping. And he just kept saying like, yo, I'll do it again. Like I sent him right back to you in a box. Damn. I'm just like, yo.
It's crazy, bro.
Go dig your partner up, nigga. I bet he can't say shit. No, it's hard for you to sleep, no, when you kill your homeboy. You left his son to be a bastard, won't even raise your homeboy. Damn.
Broke the internet.
I tell you what. Damn. Tell you what. Put that nigga ass in the dirt. I tell you what. Smoking on Pookie Load tonight. I tell you what. Damn.
What? This how we gonna do this.
Send some more, I'ma send them the same way. In a box, back to you. Free kill. I'll
tell you what, though.
I thought they would have fought some shit.
Yeah.
So I guess that was the closest point.
Really, but I think, obviously, like, both of them are past it. And
how many bombs, nigga?
Let me stop. Because I feel like a lot of niggas be like, oh, dude, that's fucked up. Like, bro, that was me. But when you're in that situation, and that's really like a real situation. Like,
yeah.
They're never
both,
know.
Like, they're both bosses, but it's just like, it's also like, yo, it's the way of the streets. Like, that's how you're living. Yeah. Like, he put, and the thing is, he said, so Jeezy put $10,000 on Gucci's head. And then Gucci said, my whole outfit cost $10,000, like referencing to fucking like his hit.
Yeah.
And he said,
"Which
like,
he is."
And he basically told him, "Like, yo, put more respect on my name. Like, you should have put like $1 million on me." And then he said, "I have $10 million in like jewelry right now." He's just saying, "Like, yo, like, I'm a different nigga."
Yeah,
it was flexing all over the
place. From Gucci, man. From Gucci's angle, I can see why he's not like over that shit. Because like, the nigga tried to kill me. That's something that you can't. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely remembers everything from that fucking saga, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And then he went to jail for it. Like he had to live through that every day.
That's what he went to jail for?
Yeah,
I could have sworn he got away.
He beat the case, but I think he still got time or something like that. But I'm pretty sure that's I could be wrong. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
but.
That's crazy. I remember I was leading up to that thing. There was a video going around where he's talking to Charlamagne.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlamagne was like, you know, would you regret it? Do you regret it or something? He's like, nah, man, put that nigga in a box. He deserved to be in the ground.
Put him in the dirt.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Bro. Shout out to his life, man.
Yeah, I guess.
That's
the thing. Yeah, it's like.
But, I mean, shit. I mean, I think they would get over it because they performed so icy together. And that shit was crazy.
Yeah, because that Versus bag was probably fucking blessed.
Got a nice bag
from blessed. Apple and shit. So.
But if you're able to put it aside for money and like see the nigga, like he definitely got the fuck out of there. Like after like he said, yo, this is done, like Gucci walked off and like hella security. So they know like tension can still like pop off.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because I was listening today to this.
That'd be too hot there. That'd be way too hot.
Yeah, it would. I listened to this Shaq podcast interview today, and he was talking about like beef and like pretty much saying like, yo, I would never beef with a nigga seriously. Like I would like basically do like WWE and like we'd beef, but we'd know we're beefing and we'd be getting money together because of the beef. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, you know, that's kind of like I feel like the Gucci and Jeezy situation. Like, okay, we could, our beef could get us now, a bag right now, let's fucking do it. You know what I mean?
Because even Jeezy went on live to say like he would do like a joint project with Gucci.
Yeah, cause that's bro.
Bag. That's a bag.
He said we'd go on a tour and do that whole thing that they did on Versus on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, yeah, but like you really have to put your differences aside to like see a nigga every day that try to off you. Like,
but you have to see a nigga every day. Like taking like the newer, the fucking Cash Money and No Limit tour. Like them niggas were, they're rolling on their ones. They meet at the arena. They the do stage. The show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't have to roll.
This will be a lot of tension, but yeah, I feel like they could be past it. I don't know. But he was getting that. He was getting that Jesus.
Yeah,
spit.
He was.
And he had his spit, bro. Yeah.
Did the chain hang down to my dick guy come out?
Jibs?
That was him?
Wait.
Jibs is the only one that chain hung low.
Nah, hold on.
The nigga that said it on the So Icy song at the end.
To my dangling.
My chain hang down.
Been over this. It was either?
No. I think he was the DJ.
My chain hang down to my dick.
That bro, it was just unnecessary. I respect it so much because that was totally unnecessary. The song was just fine without that.
Bro, but then again, was it?
I don't know.
Gucci Man's Bart Simpson chain hung down.
It was a long chain.
It was a very long chain in that area. So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past, bro, that like maybe... Yeah. Maybe he had a chain that went down.
Imagine being in the studio and then something like,
people had that. Nelly had a pretty fucking...
It's not there. I don't know. It's missing something. Hold on, hit record.
I got something.
All I need was my chain hangs down to my dick.
It's wild, like the way like music has changed. I don't know if you'd hear like bars like that or a nigga singing like. Because like Cisco even sung some shit like that in what these blanks want.
Oh,
he said some.
One thing you gotta know. I'm gonna be a nigga for life.
What does that mean, bro?
Wait, that's what Cisco said on that joint?
Yes, yeah. Nigga.
One thing you gotta know.
I'm gonna be a nigga for life. And I'm pretty sure it was.
He's talking about.
I'm pretty sure they harmonized. That will be a nigga for life part.
Yeah, and then check they it hit out. It with the.
Right after. Scream. Bro, you didn't even give myself. Oh, you didn't give me enough time to calculate and fucking gather myself. Like, did you just say I'm gonna be a nigga for life and then go hit me with a fucking.
Bro, and the song and the part that he's singing before, he's like, bro, like I basically get hella girls, like this is what it is. And then he's like, yo, one
oh,
thing.
Yeah, one more thing.
Oh yeah. One thing you gotta know, I'm gonna be a nigga for life. Yeah.
Shout out to that.
Yeah. I think it just said, yeah, that's it. Write that bitch off.
Oh yeah.
I just remember that song because he just did the fucking lift the weights dance. And I'm just like, yo, what dance is this? Nigga, like,
this song is about a thong?
This song is about underwear?
Cisco just came with no moves. Like, we don't have no groovy niggas like that just fucking dancing and
at
shit.
At the time, yeah.
That's not our era anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's before his time.
Yeah.
He was definitely before
his time.
He
had the platinum hair. Like,
he had a dragon.
Yeah.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
The platinum hair and the dragon, nigga.
It's a lot.
It's a deadly combination.
It's a lot.
Yo, I don't know, man. The rappers these days need to, like, start sprucing their act up. Like, start dancing or... doing some what?
Get on the beach. We need more beach music videos.
Yeah. The beach music videos are, well, I mean, fuck, niggas ain't going to be shooting videos for a minute. Didi just did an interview with Obama. Shout out to that. First
oh,
off.
Oh, fuck, Speech really?
Up. Yeah, sir.
That's crazy.
And I find it funny because in the interview, it's like he Speedy asks a question, then the camera pans like Obama showing like, yo, these niggas is mad far. But it's just like, obviously with Obama, bro, I'd say, I would just put me in the same room, I'd be all
but
right.
The thing is, I feel like even with the AMAs that just happened, like they had people in there, right? But they just had a lot of COVID testing. So wouldn't you just like COVID tests?
Make a little bubble.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Make a little interview bubble. You got a COVID test.
It also looked like it was done on purpose, but like maybe it could have been his team saying like, yo, we're going to, you need to be like this far.
Like 40 feet.
Yeah. It was definitely like, yeah. It was definitely like 12 feet. Like they're really like, he was right there, but it was just crazy to see like, yeah, like it's a good interview. Like, yeah.
How did your COVID test go?
Annoying, bro. I didn't like that shit.
They gave you the nose?
Mm-hmm.
They gave you the nose shows?
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, I got a finger prick.
What's that?
For real?
It's just a little finger prick. You barely feel it. It's like you're getting a, like you're doing a diabetes test.
I'm jealous.
A little drop of blood. They collect it, see if you ever had it. If you have it.
That's...
Your boy's fucking COVID free, man.
Damn.
They swabbed you, nigga?
Yo, bro, I was like, I'm telling this guy, I'm sitting down in the chair, I'm just like, yo, like, all right, like, how's this going to go down? Because I'm not, I don't really do good with that. Like, how far is this going to touch my domes? Like, where?
It doesn't touch your dome, just clarify.
So I'm trying to find out, because I don't know at this point. And he's just like, yo, like, nah, like, this was going to happen. Like, ask me all these questions. I'm like, all right, I'm like, yo, let me see the tip, man. Let me see.
Why?
Let me see the Q-tip. Forget about it. Let me see the Q-tip. He shows the Q-tip. The shit was long as shit. And he was making it seem like another doctor was going to come and do it. And he just put his glove on. And it was just like, yo, it's time to do this now. Like, I got to go. And I'm like asking him questions, like trying to like, you know what I mean? Like, let me ease into this shit.
He's like, bro, yo, pandemic's right now, nigga.
He's already holding his hand up to hold the back of your head.
He held my head. And yeah, he just told me to tilt my head back, and then he just dealt with it, and it was too much, man. It was just like I feel it right now. Like I shivered when he said it because I'm like, yo, it's just like
we're like right here.
Yo, it was honestly, I felt like I was like
right here.
I'm right here, probably. No, honestly, like okay, realistically, like probably like here. Like honestly, probably here still. Bro, it was so far, I literally like coughed and sneezed at the same time. I've never done it before. All on this nigga's sleeve. And I was just like, yo, that's your fault. Like, we deal with putting it out of there. Like, eyes were watering. I felt like a ting, bro. I'm not doing it again, though. I checked. Look at that test.
Yeah, I did my part.
I'm actually going to do another one still. Because, like, my first one was weird, man. Like, just the whole bullshit with the health card and shit. Mm-hmm. Cause like I had the old health card. I told you I had the old health card. So
with no
like,
picture and shit.
With no picture, like the OG.
That's
know?
The OG one. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I've been on the block. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So yeah, with that one, like you can't check it online or nothing. Like you have to wait. So they don't call if they don't call you in a week. Like you're pretty good because they call you if you're positive, right? Mm. But you still want to like. You
wanna send me.
No,
something.
I want to hear.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see that. You know what I'm saying?
That should be crazy. Oh man.
So yeah, I was calling around for a minute, like at least over a month, just to. I ended up getting results? I ended up making sure I got a new health card. I don't have the old one no more. I'm like, okay, I can't live like that because that's.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good thing.
I was tapped out. Yeah, so did I. That's why I kept it because I'm like, oh, niggas don't have this.
Remember when we went to go renew our passport and we're there to renew it? And it was, I think it's like your passport expires every 5 years.
10 years?
Well, you can pay.
Your shoes. Yeah, 5 or 10. Yeah.
So remember we went there to do the 5. And then. Yeah, no, but we went there to do the fight, like, just to renew it. Right. And then, like, to do 10 was, like, a dollar action. I'm like, bro, who the fuck, who would ever say no to this?
Yeah.
It made no sense because I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, wait, hold on, what? Like, how many, 5 extra years is...
Well, that's nice of them.
Hella nice. I guess they don't want to see you, but then I guess the only thing is, like, you're just going to look mad young for, like, a minute. But, like, I can't remember, like, what the price difference was, but, like, sometimes, like, shit be really, like...
I'm like, okay, you got me. Sure, I'll do that.
Like, you
I'll
spend
more. Like, what is it? I feel like there's always some like hidden shit with that.
That's like when pizza joints give you deals. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you could get one pizza for $7 or
Hear me out.
Three pizzas for 12.
But do you ever like do the fucking math on that shit?
What you mean? Of course.
Like, okay, they tell you three mediums. Let's say three mediums, $7.99 each, two toppings, right?
Okay.
But then you see another coupon that's like two mediums, three toppings, $14.99 or something like that.
You find out which one's the cheaper pizza per pizza.
Yeah. And you just build the whole shit like that. But I really be there, like, taking my time with these coupons and say, like,
you got to.
A lot of times they still get you. It always comes out to the same shit. So I'm like, yo, how do you guys, this is a science.
But you know what's crazy? When you don't use the coupons, always spend 20 bones. How much the fucking pizza is, like, with no coupon. It's like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you just build, like,
never do that.
If you just go to, like, you know, a certain pizza brand and you just fucking build a pizza from scratch, like, $20, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. And you're dropping $50.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah, they're wilding.
Pizza Hut be wilding with their prices. Like,
I don't like Pizza Hut.
Yo, no, Pizza Hut is so
really
good.
Say that. No, man. Don't I had it recently, that. Too. Like, I had it when? During this year.
You went to a bad one. You went to a bad one.
I went to the one, only one in Brampton, I think. No, there's two of them.
No, there's two of them in Brampton.
I went to the one.
You went to the bad one.
You got to go to
Queen Street is a bad one?
Because if you don't like pizza, you went to a bad pizza.
Okay, of course. If I said the other one, it would have been like Queen Street is
the
best
one. No, the one you went to the bad one. He went to the Queen Street one at fucking Walks or whatever. It's in the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah,
the one that we went to with Tobits and shit. Across from Burger King.
Burger King, yeah.
That one's, it used to be booming.
Oh, yeah, nah, the behind down. The trees and shit?
Yeah, 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 nah, that shit is tucked away. Yeah, nobody goes to that one anymore.
Okay, okay.
It's a new location.
Were they busy?
No,
I could tell you that.
No, there's like maybe like yeah, it's like maybe two people there.
You want to place an order here? No, like I can do it. Yeah, nobody really orders pizza anymore.
Bro, look at you, strange. We went there and we got hair in our food there. Remember last? Remember we went there with Toast? Were you there?
I wasn't there. No, I remember the story though.
Yeah, yeah. They got a 3.5. Yeah, nah. You got to go to a booming Pizza Hut. That like, yeah, nah. Look at them sorry ass fucking chicken. Nah.
So what? Okay,
that
so
didn't count.
The next one is what? Sandwood, I think.
Next one's downtown.
Oh, fuck
this
off.
One over here. I can't vouch for the next one. Sandwood probably.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It just depends, man.
It depends. It wasn't great, man.
They got that crust, man.
Man, they got that crust.
That crust.
Mm.
The thing is, can you buy, like, if I were to come through, open another Pizza Hut and I buy it or whatever, and I'm like,
franchise it?
Yeah, franchise it. Okay. And now it's like locally owned. It wouldn't be locally owned, it would be whatever owned.
Okay.
Like yeah. I went to one in Jersey and no.
Okay.
I went to one in Jersey and like they had something different written on there. It was like locally owned or like it's like a franchise obviously, but like a Ute owns it. And like this is the way he's running it his way.
Oh, that's when they started switching the shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, because that's when it had the garlic painted crust. I'm like, yo, who the fuck
maybe
does
just
that?
Trying some shit out here.
Remember I sent you a picture? It's the best Domino's I ever had in my life, but them niggas were doing shit different there. So if I bought a Domino's or a Pizza Hut, like, can I just be like, yo,
you gotta take charge.
We got shrimp on the menu tonight.
Mm. I'll be like, yo, I got some ideas, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll shake the hand on the final customer. Like, oh, yeah. I got this idea. For shrimp and octopus pizza.
Bro, I'm really wondering that because I've never seen anyone else do garlic. A Domino's pizza do garlic on the thing and you have it as a selection. Unless that's a States thing.
I feel like I would have said, I'd be scraping the whole menu, nigga. All right, I need every possible way I can do my pizza.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, no.
I didn't see that.
This one said like locally owned like a local or some thing. Shit. Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's like on his, look, hold on. I'm going to find it. Yeah, it's right here. I know where it is.
It's because I'm going to find it.
I'm going to find it
right
it.
Up.
Yeah, sorry.
You got a store number?
Yeah, bro. I know. Bro, I'm telling you, it shocked me on how delicious this fucking pizza was, man. Domino's may be the best.
I think so.
Best fast food pizza.
I think so, yeah, man.
Over the Hut?
Probably, like, they're
that's me.
Awesome, yeah,
they're,
man, yeah, yeah,
they're cheap,
the
you
Hut's
know, like.
The Hut's a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to drop $80. All right.
Yeah.
Let's hit pizzahut.com.
On a fucking pizza fucking drawer.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see that? Bro, you ever see that shit, bro?
I remember the three stack
yeah,
pizza drawer?
Holy fuck, bro. My brother bought that shit one time, like, the fuck? Had, like, the fucking shit open like this and
that's a damn
came
feast
out the bottom. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'll give him that. It's fucking innovative.
Yeah, the auto is
so
fucking
great.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, that shit is crazy.
I really don't understand how people just there's people that just don't get excited for food. Like, that's pretty much the only
kind
like, of the most consistent.
Nah, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You don't get excited. Yeah, Shell's not that. He's not one of them niggas to do a backflip because
yeah,
we asked him what dipping sauce he wanted or something like that. He's like, oh, I'll give you whatever.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What?
No, I have a very specific idea of what the fuck I want.
Different ranch. I need a ranch. I need Cheddar my jalapeno. Base to be different.
For sure. 100%.
Oh, my God. Like, yo, if you're... Okay, yeah. Yeah, I remember this one time we're ordering pizza and like me, Jermaine, and Julian are very specific on how we want our pizza. We knew exactly what it is, but like I feel like we take it way too serious to the point where like niggas really get a little pressed, a little upset. If it comes to your turn and you're still not ready, there's no new toppings. You're hearing the fucking menu four times at that point. I don't know. I think we just take it too serious. Personally.
I rehearse my shit.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas are going. I'm like, hey, boom, boom, boom. I know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, I'll tell you, like, I'll make my pizza in 5 minutes.
Do you get the anxiety getting ready to order from Starbucks?
Hell no.
Sometimes, like, if you got to order for other people?
Hell yeah. But I asked like 30 times, like, this is what you want.
Okay, what is it word for word, nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Write I got to order this chai iced tea latte with almond milk with. Pumpkin, fuck. Bro, every time I'm at the machine, like, some shit, like, fucking something with a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I know it's okay. It's chai, almond.
Y'all got a chai thing here, right?
Something with chai, right? And then, okay, fuck. All right. Three waters.
You are right, because I be playing it off, like, when I'm there and I'm like, trying to order, and there's a line, I'm just like, I'm just ordering for
What she want? What she want? Iced chai tea.
I'm there like, yo, hurry the fuck up, bro. Like, hurry up. Tell me what you want. She just. Y'all got a chai? Yeah, chai thing here? And then you try to order yours. It's definitely different because they be changing the menu and it's like there's so many things on the menu.
Starbucks and so many things not on the menu.
So it's like you never know. Like it's, I'm very indecisive. So that's when I get like shook. But I know what I want when I go to Starbucks. I'm like, this is my drink. That's it. Unless it's a seasonal drink, I'm like, oh, that's a cold brew. All right,
let me try. What's that. The go-to?
Right now, it's a pumpkin cream cold brew.
Okay.
Yeah, straight to the point. It's just a cold brew with pumpkin cream.
Pumpkin cream. Pumpkin.
I want it.
Pumpkin.
There's pumpkin cream on it. Mm-hmm. But when I first started getting, I was like mixing the whole up, and niggas like saw me. I was fucking. I'm like, oh, thanks. He's like, whoa. I'm just like, yo, what? I'm just there.
Really?
I was like, yo, what? He's like, yo, you're not supposed to do it like that. You're supposed to like take the foam at the top, drink it, but then like the liquid hits the foam, so it takes a little bit at the time.
Oh my god, fuck off, man. Let me drink my fucking drink, bro. Sorry, this
or
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you.
Bro, my dice is shake as look a cup, bro.
Oh my
bro.
God.
Just plug the little hole. Holy. Just steaming hot stuff. Like, damn.
Fucking fingers steaming off. No, but I listened to Boy and he was right. It tastes a lot better, because I didn't mix in the cream.
I fuck with that.
It's pretty sick. But I do mix in it. I think I just did it because Dad did it, honestly.
Yeah.
Meet him double, man.
Your dad ever used to make you guys like hot chocolate or something, and he would like pour it into one cup back into
the Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I miss that, man.
Yeah,
it's been a minute since I've seen that.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. How much did you guys enjoy warm milk? I always quite found that shit really good.
Yeah,
I'll cry before I eat that shit.
I used to do warm milk with sugar in it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Nah, that's baby shit.
I know. But like baby. We were grown because like that. I feel like maybe it had to been like. We're eating like the oatmeal and shit like that, and it was like
something like that, yeah. But they used to like, we want to eat our cereal, and then all of a sudden they ruin it by like warm up your milk. Don't drink it cold. Fuck.
Yeah, I enjoy
warm soggy Fruit Loops. Nigga?
I like warm cereal still. Warm milk.
That's
cereal.
Different. That's
like,
different.
Like cornflakes. Warm milk.
That works. That
I could try that. Yeah, I can see how it works.
I love that.
Nigga, like, you got 1 second to eat cornflakes.
Yeah, it's
fucking,
true. Yeah,
fucking ginger.
Yeah, you gotta get to work when you do that.
Yeah. That's what I think. When I eat cornflakes, that's the only cereal I'll be eating when I have to like tilt my bowl and just I'm scooping. Yeah,
get busy. And just I even, like sit ice down cream. For the shit.
Yeah, I'm not even a cereal you like that no more. Still,
you're not cereal you.
Not a cereal you.
I'm a cereal youth still.
Yeah. Right? I get to the cereal aisle. I'm like, yes.
Really?
Let's see.
Yeah.
That's expensive. But it's usually healthy.
It just doesn't do nothing for me, like, in terms of, like, filling me up.
It's like candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an extra little, it's a snack.
True.
You don't like snacks? Yeah, I'll be fucking snacking.
I'd be a snacky motherfucker.
Yeah. I get excited when, like, I feel my stomach. I'm like, wait, I can eat? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I can eat. Maybe, like,
bro,
I open a jar and then I fucking see, or not the jar, the cupboard, and then the cereal, nigga. I don't know. That's up my day.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's your go-to snack? Like, I was in a grocery store, and I was like, yo, get, like, get some, I have nothing in the crib, go get something, because, like, there's nothing in the crib, we'll get a snack. Chips?
Chips?
I'll probably get chocolate almonds, man. Like, them shit.
Nah, that's too much. Nah, that's too much guilt.
Yeah, it's a lot of guilt.
It's a lot of guilt. And they'll give you, like, 5 chocolate almonds. They're going to give you 1,000.
Bro.
You can't just have 5.
And you can't stop.
The day I meet someone and that enjoys chocolate almonds and there's a bowl and you take 5 of them and you say, oh, I'm good. Put them away.
Right, that's when I shoot you.
I'm punching you in a fucking headlock. I'm punching you in the headlock and the way, calling the cops.
Like, they're just so good.
They're so delicious.
They're so delicious. You can't just have 5 and stop.
That's you eat two, then your body just takes over and just
yeah.
You that's know in your head that you need to stop.
Pretzel shits.
Oh my goodness!
No, man, the worst.
Those are dangerous. Fucking and I knew it from the first one that went in my mouth. I
chocolate
knew
turtles. Chocolate fucking turtles. Chocolate fucking turtles.
Holy dude, fuck!
I looked at the box the other day.
No.
That
doesn't last a night,
bro. That was me before I left the crib. With, like Krispy Kreme, my crib. I said,
there's certain things I'm like, yo. I cannot be around you.
I don't go to bed with Krispy Kreme donuts on my counter.
Bro, I hope they're gone by the time I get home. I really do. Because I don't want to be in bed with a Krispy Kreme donut on a fucking paper towel.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy.
Yo, that's a no brush teeth moment. I'm just saying. Yeah. Just get dirty tonight. 100%. Lay down with a Krispy Kreme donut. 100%. Fucking brush that.
Napkin on my pillow. 100%. I'll wake up tomorrow with it.
Put a napkin in my pocket, go to bed.
In the ball shorts.
Yo, that's why I hate ball shorts with no pockets, bro. I be putting shit in my pocket around the house.
Yo, 100%.
Bro, I be putting fucking the napkin around my boxers like a stripper.
Yo, my ball shorts pockets be reminding me of nights, man. Like,
trust me, man.
Reach in my pocket, I see that. That was a good snack, man. I remember that snack.
Nature's Valley.
And I still got some almonds in my fucking. I was just about to say that. How fucking rewarding was it in high school when you would go in your bag and you'd get one of them like raspberry filled granola bars or whatever?
Oh my
God. Bro, the blueberry joints, raspberry ones. I'm like, yo, it'd be fucking squished, but you're like, I'm running this shit.
I'm shaking at like fucking pigeon food, nigga.
I'm still eating fucking beak in that.
Bro, those are crazy. Oh my gosh.
Nothing more exciting than finding shit in your backpack. Man,
unless it's a fucking old ass sandwich. Done that a couple times.
Thermos.
Really in school, nigga, open my binder to social studies section. Nigga, oh, fucking sandwich. That's right. I thought I forgot my lunch that day. What the fuck is this blue shit? Oh.
You open your backpack trying to get your bags. Okay, guys, take your books out.
Sorry. Bro, that's some real shit.
Bro, I remember, every fucking year,
bro,
I would know I would my fucking thermos.
Slip, bro. I'd fucking slip like that.
We spoke about this, man. I knew. I'm like, yo, that fool's been there since last month.
There wasn't 100%. Enough communication between me and my father about what I wanted for lunch. That was a problem, bro. Yeah. There would have been less sandwiches if there was just more communication, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
Yeah.
So it's going to stay in my bag.
Same shit every fucking day.
Dog. I hated it,
bro. I had the bologna with macaroni. I had to page my dad. I'm like, yo, why did you buy that? Like macaroni? I literally hate cold sandwiches. Like I can't.
Niggas at a factory just bored. I'm like, oh, fuck, macaroni. We got extra macaroni laying on the floor.
Oh, that shit is disgusting, man. Bologna is dirty.
Bologna sandwich.
Like it just doesn't even. Like,
bro, people literally say that's baloney when something's fucking bullshit, nigga.
You're full of baloney. I'm like, bro. Yeah, as a kid, when fucking white moms would call me out, oh, you're full of baloney, Trevon. Like, yeah.
I'm literally made of baloney. Like, I'm 60% baloney
at this point. And mac and cheese.
But you know what went crazy?
And macaroni.
Though? Fucking fried bologna went crazy. Though.
When the motherfucker curled up like a damn starfish. You put a little motherfucking heat to that, boy. That motherfucker going crisp. Yeah. We started microwaving our bologna, man.
That went crazy too. Yes, sir.
With a little salt on it, you just go crazy with that. Sometimes we get creative. Oh, man.
Man.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and we was talking about glizzies. Mm. And I'm like, yo, like, back in the day, like prime glizzy days, like,
Mm-hmm. For sure.
They were valid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sure. There's many ways to eat a glizzy. It was Meech. I was talking to Meech about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, like, you, one, we're dirty for this, but we ate raw glizzies. I don't know why.
Whoa.
I don't know why.
Aren't they pre-cooked?
No.
Yo, I was a kid, nigga. And no adult stopped me.
Fuck.
And they were delicious.
They were delicious.
I don't know how, nigga.
Bro, immune system like a fucking griffin. I'm telling you, because we had
That's
it.
Probably why I'm crying.
No, okay, you got to walk me through this. So,
okay, you go in the fridge, bro. Take a bite.
Start biting that shit.
Put half that bitch off right at the fucking fridge.
Ew.
Yo, we used to be eating raw glizzies.
Raw glizzies.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Yeah. Gross. But like I just think it's because like we were young and like my dad, like, you know what I mean?
What did that
boy had to work?
Yo, shit was straight.
It was straight, bro. Like
just a little bit like salty and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, but like, isn't like pre-cooked? It's not like raw. It's not like, you know,
I don't know.
I'm tired. What? They cook that shit in the fucking kitchen.
The thing is, like, yeah, I feel you. Like, it wasn't like
it's not like raw flesh. Like, it's not sausage.
We didn't eat like we didn't. Nah, it's something. You know something in there is like cooked. Because if we just bit into raw, they're like hamburger meat,
they're pre-cooked.
100%. Yeah.
So them shits was going crazy.
Yeah. Them shits is don't do it now because it's probably different.
I would
now.
Definitely recommend.
I feel like even back then,
I didn't recommend eating it cooked.
We're like sicker. I feel like hot dogs back then were like, you know. Like, it wasn't like...
They're on some pure shit?
Yo. It's like back in the day when niggas started delivering milk. That shit was straight milk. You know what I mean? Like, that was straight raw. Like, yo, straight out the... This is straight out the UD.
But it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't good, though, for us, right? Ever.
It's never good.
I'm sure. They can't make a healthy hot dog? What's up?
I feel like now there's just so many people on this earth that they like, yo, hot dog.
Put whatever, nigga.
Niggas need hot dogs out there. Like
shoes in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fuck it. I feel like I remember when like the world was going crazy and that's when mad cow disease started popping because they were just, what was mad cow disease? Was it them putting shit in cows to make them grow faster or something like that? And then like at the factories it fucked up? I
think they were feeding cows to cows.
I think they're eating shit.
They were trying to like produce some like faster or some shit like that.
Neurodegenerative disease of cattle. Symptoms include neural behavior, trouble walking. Wait, okay.
COVID don't faze me because I just heard mad cow disease. I'm like, bro, what? Couldn't eat no beef. That changed my life. You guys remember that?
Unusual trends.
Word. Church.
Wait, you remember what?
When mad cow disease came out, we couldn't eat beef. There was no cow beef, no nothing.
I'm like a kid. No burgers,
bro. No burgers, no nothing. There's actually just no Wendy's. That was enough for me to say,
oh
like, yo,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Shit, I forgot about that.
Nothing, nothing. When mad cow disease came out,
yeah,
we couldn't eat no beef. Especially as a kid, my dad was super protective.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
Eating just pure fish, man. I'm like, bro, when are you getting back to the good shit? Like,
I'm like, look, the cows are walking normal, nigga. They're good. Them niggas is good.
Yeah, them niggas is tweaking on the Florida. Yeah.
So fuck.
Yeah. It's the time still.
But yeah, point is, I feel like when we're doing the raw hot dog thing, like it was even good back then.
It was all good.
Mm. Y'all did like the Vienna sausages.
Hell yeah. Cans.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Them shits are crazy.
Yes. Yeah, it's essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would eat those raw sometimes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did.
I used to get cut on the little shits coming out. But then when we got access to start cooking, and my dad was like, all right, yeah, y'all can run this. Boy,
it was a step by step thing though, because first is a sandwich grill that we just used as an actual grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we had breakfast cooking on the motherfucker.
Yeah, bro, we been there. We got creative.
That's fine.
It has strange lines in the sausages and shit, but nigga, it was thoroughly cooked.
Facts, bro. Facts. We cooked a lot of shit. Yo,
we cooked so much shit on that thing that like every time you would like use it to make a sandwich grill.
Mm.
The shit will come out black because there's fucking stains from the food. It was the dirtiest sandwich.
We really went through it though. Because even when we started, when Dad was like, yo, you guys can use the microwave. And then we started microwaving bacon. We didn't know how long. We put that bitch in there for like 100 minutes and the plate popped.
I'm like, yo, at some point, the bacon got cooked. And then the plate exploded. The bacon was almost there. It was very close.
I still blame the plate to this day because I think
five more minutes, nigga.
Really?
the plate exploded.
Bro, the plate fucking. I'll never forget it.
I gotta look.
Yeah. That was the only time it ever happened to me.
No,
but it must have been like 20 minutes.
This is the next time it happened. Actually, no. And it wasn't even in a microwave. Bro, did we tell that story on here?
I don't think so.
Trust.
So, do we, it was
see about this play shit.
these niggas lying.
But I don't know if we told about. I'll just speed through. One time, me and Jermaine were home alone in our other crib when we were living with our dad. We don't live there anymore, so it's safe to tell a story. I don't know if this motherfucker was haunted, but we're just sitting down on our desk, and our kitchen was like to the right of us, and then a fucking cup just exploded in the sink, and I just looked at this nigga like,
wait, what?
Yo, it just sounded like someone just sniped it. And
yeah.
Oh, was it like super hot or super cold? Or
nothing.
Something?
No, just nothing. So
normal. We thought there. Of everything. I'm like, nah,
just, bro. We didn't just put it there. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't hot. Period. We're just in the basement. It wasn't too cold. Like
we didn't just do dishes. It was there all night.
That's
we're sitting down.
Popped and shattered.
Dumpy ting right there.
You ever see that shit? Electrocute right in front of you. When you put never put tinfoil in that shit by accident?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Like fucking storm is in there.
I feel like we talked about this before, but
nah.
Yeah, microwave comes in the house, nigga. Let everybody know, hey, for sure. Don't put no metal in this shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I saw fucking blue and white sparks. I'm like, what the fuck?
Let me look, there's a vid right here. Let me watch this shit.
Yeah, no, that shit is fucking scary.
I put a Wendy's sandwich on it, had a foil wrap on it.
Yo, so we stopped that whole quick.
Yo, I didn't even make it past 1 second.
Yo,
I didn't want to touch it after.
Yeah, I didn't want to open it and fucking just guess at me and that turned to fucking
that's
venom.
Fucking what? Bro, I feel like
bro, I don't know.
It could be a fire hazard, bro.
Yeah, it is. Oh, 100%. For sure, yeah.
If it makes it to 3 seconds, nigga, shit is.
I don't know why this little white boy is putting. This nigga has six microwaves lined up with fucking six different types of metal. Yo, when I have a Ute, man, I'm gonna say, yo, done the stupid things. Like, yo, done. Yo, before he even starts, yo, done the dumb things, them. Because, yo, that's
not know you're one. Sense.
Yo, don't put. What's like the ground rules? That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Okay. How am I gonna have to. Because, yo, it's the shit you don't say not to do.
You don't
like. Say. Like you never said I couldn't do that, Dad.
Yeah, Dad never told us don't ever put a fork in a outlet.
You didn't say that, bro. How am I getting chosen for new shit, nigga? I didn't know.
No one told me this.
You definitely didn't cover this.
That's very reasonable.
Is it to you now?
Yeah, but I just know like as parents, like bro, they don't. It's just not reason all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but why not? Yo, I really think about that a lot. Like,
I really hope.
Like, what changes in someone's life to make them just forget that they're a kid before?
Fuck everything else they got to fucking deal with.
But is that just our generation? Here I go again. But like, you know what I mean? We're all born in a certain time. Our parents had us at a certain time. And like, when they're raising us, it's a lot more stressful. Like, when you have a kid, like, is it going to be like.
I think things will be different because I think now there's more. Knowledge about mental health and knowledge about the brain and just, you know, what action and reaction. I feel like they weren't that back then. So I feel like things would be different.
Yeah, because they had to been stressing about, like, a lot of different things. So, like, that's but why we always had so much free time. Like, Nick was always working. So it's like, you know.
True. But I feel like there's always going to be those, like, universal, like, parent things of just, like, I don't know, like.
Yeah, stress, normal stress. I'll always be
my
there.
House, my rules type shit, like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Clean your fucking room and shit.
Yeah.
It's been a mess for 3 days.
Yeah. Honestly, what happens, you know? Like, if you don't want to clean it, like, yo, I can't.
Because, yo, me at the same time, like, yo, I kind of hear that.
Yeah.
5 days dirty room, like, that's kind of a vibe.
You're living in it, you know?
I see the appeal, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I always used to say this, too, and, like, I guess as a kid, it was different because I wasn't doing shit, but I don't mind if the crib gets a little messy because I'm like, I'm just busy right now. But like, you know, I like getting it messy and then like cleaning it up to say, all right, you know, like.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like my room's like a mess right now.
Bro, I believe like, you know, you're using your shit, man. Like, you're, you know what I mean? Like, it's.
Yeah, why would I put it back if I'm using it in 3 days?
I'm using it, like, you know what I mean?
Just leave it.
We was just talking about the difference of, I guess just like, whatever. Being comfortable with any situation, any given situation. Okay. Me personally, I feel like I'm fine to look at shit for how it is and just be like, yeah, like, yo, whatever. This is just how it is. Like, we talking about thugging it out on boxes. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about on the podcast? We're just thugging it out on boxes.
What do you mean?
Just, yo, the couch ain't come in yet. We just going
to. Oh, yes, sir. Right, oh, yes, sir.
Like this we just right like here? Just moving into a new place and
oh,
because like, we moved into here is like nigga we were standing for like 3 months and I was like, yeah, it's all good, but like you moving with shorty and like yeah, we got to get a couch ASAP, nigga, because like we can't be doing this. But I'm there like, but like why not? We're like a month in, I'm still like taking scraps around the house to build us a dining table. All right, I'm gonna take a box, nigga, take the door off, fucking place it over the thing. Bro, I was making power moves in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I, like to me, like I'm comfortable with that. Even like when we were here, we had an air mattress for everything. We ate fucking Chinese food on there. We watched movies on there. Went to sleep on there, bro. Yeah, edit on
I
there.
I do remember that. I do remember the air mattress, man. I did all that.
Bro, was our table, was a bed, was a chair.
We didn't have
the couch.
Like, multi-purpose, man. Multi-purpose.
Yeah, we used to move it around and shit.
Yeah. Then we got the bean bags, and that just became the new thing. Like
we had a bean bag. Bean bags.
Bro, Ryan took that and said like. I don't even know. He claims he doesn't have it, but I saw it on a snap.
So we no, definitely every time we go over there, and like I'm sitting on them, I'm like, yeah, I fucking miss this shit.
Yeah,
yeah. But like, beanbags are pretty player still. It's pretty sick.
But the sick, you gotta get the sick ones.
They're like standing up is fuck though.
Standing up is fact.
They're a rat. It's fact.
Yeah, they're a rat.
Mm-hmm. The fuck? Which ones are shit?
The big beanbag? No.
Oh, the giant joints.
Yeah,
yeah. I need one of those.
You seen Meech's?
Yeah, the giant joint.
1400. I found a fucking place and it's called Love Sack. I'm like, niggas tripping.
$1,400.
$1,400. This is USD.
Damn. I don't know, but nigga, I'll sit in a pile of shirts.
Niggas, yeah.
Yo, for real.
Redo laundry 3 times, nigga, just not fold it.
Yeah.
Yo, that's one thing I just need. I feel like there needs to be an invention there. Cause I don't like fold my fucking laundry. I get ready out of the dryer, nigga. I just open the dryer, take what I need, and just close that bitch.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I can feel that.
I just took my shit off.
You know what I'm saying?
I was in there from last month, and I only did it because you was washing some clothes. And like, this you?
Bad, bro.
Yeah. I just fucking threw that shit on the ground. Yeah. When'd you, wait, you been doing your own laundry? You do your laundry?
Yeah.
When'd you start?
It's been a minute, man. Maybe like.
Been in the game 10 years, man.
Yeah, maybe.
You?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Not me. Yeah, probably 10 years.
Man. I think like.
8th, 9th grade, I feel like.
I think I was doing it like grade 8 still.
Mm-hmm. Not well, but
I feel like, yeah, because
I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah.
Bro, the biggest bummer is you do laundry, you do all the right things, and it still kind of smells like shit.
Wait, what?
You do laundry, you follow all the steps, you're not leaving it in the wash for way too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, it still kind of smells like shit.
Yeah, it's
there's still like a hint of shit.
Yeah. No, I remember because I left shit. There was shit on my boxers as a kid, and I'm like,
"Looks like it got worse."
I remember mom kept getting at me. I'm like, "All right, look, I'll do my shit." Like, yo,
I'm like, first off, you taught me how to wipe my bum, nigga. Yeah, so
that's a little more. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I started.
Yo, that was doing the worst as a kid,
bro. I'm just parents would page me about that,
and just like having a. I'm talking about like having to wait on the toilet till somebody come get you. I'm just screaming at the top of my head, like, yo!
I don't remember that. You remember that?
Yes, nigga. Sometimes like you be walking around me, like, Trevon, go call mom. Come wipe my bum, nigga. I'm stuck.
Yo, or you come wipe this shit. I don't remember that. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
But bro, we had the toilet just screaming, like, mom!
And
come wipe my bum! Yes.
Damn. I remember our sort. Oh, I do remember that. Because we used to shower. Funny. I remember showering together, so. That was crazy.
That shit was so lame. I'm like, yo, give me my individual shower time.
I didn't get it. As a kid, I'm like, bro, like, are we?
Bro, just give me a fucking 5-minute shit. Like, give me 5 minutes. Okay, we'll get out 5 minutes.
I was a little fucking boy, too. It's like, bro, it didn't take me that long. Like, you know what I mean?
Parents just be so lazy when they have multiple kids. Like, fuck it. I'm grouping all this shit together.
Everybody get in here. Close the fucking door, nigga.
Bro, I was
doing
cold.
This one time.
Yo, I remember. Wow, that's bringing my memories. Mm. Yeah, I was cold. I'm like, bro, I'm fucking wet. Cold. I'm looking at this nigga's bum. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is your ass in front of my face? Like, bro, can you guys open the door and get me the fuck out of here? Tanisha was the only one who got her own showers. I'm like, bro, like, why does it work like that? Like, in my space, bro. I really wonder how, like, the human mind works to bring back, like, certain memories. Because I feel like certain things I'm like, I don't remember. Then, like, mm-hmm. you say one thing, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo. Mm-hmm.
You drop some keywords, like,
I remember that.
Yeah, that's,
Even when I'm trying to remember shit, I be telling people, I'm like, what was I wearing? What did I say? Like, did something funny happen? Give me one thing. That,
small
like,
details.
Just
tell me a scent, nigga. Mm-hmm. A scent ever bring you back?
Mm-hmm. No. I'd smell something. I'd be like, yo, this smells like,
A bad experience.
Yeah. It could be a bad experience. It could be something, but it would just bring like, oh, or it smells like a lobby I remember being in or something like that. Like certain candles, certain scents, like certain perfumes. I had to stop some people on the street and be like, yo, my grandma used to wear that smell. Like, I need to know what it is. Really? Stop someone on Bloor Street. Yeah.
You know what vacation smells like?
Yeah, I guess I could you know what I mean? Could draw it or you know something. I could do something, but like I could describe it.
Sometimes my crib be smelling like a vacation. Like, yo, it smells like
a suitcase.
Like
a, yeah, like sand in a suitcase.
Like Mexican AC or something.
Yeah.
Mexican AC.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yo, you know what I'm talking about?
That's real. I'm trying to describe
Cuba,
it.
Cuba had a scent.
They have a...
Cuba had a scent in that hotel. Like, it's like, yeah, this smells like a hotel.
I can't believe my finger. I don't even know what the fuck to even call this in, but...
That's
you know? It was like Dominican Republic also had like a scent too. I was just like, yo, this is
yeah. I feel like all
wood
vacation. Hot. I don't know what it is.
Once you get on a plane, the scent is on the other end of the plane. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, man. It's usually in the hotel room and shit.
Yeah, it's like the hotel room. Like yeah, like Jamaica didn't smell like anything, but like you know, like Dominican, the actual Dominican Republic, like it didn't smell like anything. But like you get to a hotel room and like it just smells like DR. Like I don't know. Like
they need to fix bathroom scents too. Like you know the scents are supposed to make it smell great.
Orange,
like, it smells like shit. Like it literally smells like piss.
Fucking
like on the pee pad mats.
Yeah.
What is a scent, nigga? This is worse than piss.
Piss with my fucking head touching the back of my back.
Bro, I pee holding my breath.
Yeah.
I'm just in my
bro, you know what I don't get too? Hold on. What the fuck? I never spoke about this. Why is it that like stalls back in the day, there was just nothing there. It was just a pissing stall to stand up. And like you could see clearly what's going on right here.
Yeah,
as very a kid, close,
it was like the little fucking.
No, we didn't get those.
We didn't get that, bro.
You talking back in Boulevard?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, why? I can see what you can see me.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I remember one time we were in Bram, and I went so close to this fucking stall when I was peeing, and Dad was like, "Yo, back up."
I'm looking at this shit, bro.
I don't want a man to see my piece. What do you mean?
Yeah, and
I know these guys. I go to school with these guys.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't get it. Some people are so comfortable to just like be in public or at the airport, just whip their
far, just so far, just farting just right beside me.
Yeah, I'm like, yo.
Yo, you're not alone, dude. Bro, there's like seven other people in here. What are you doing?
My biggest thing is, why do you do that with a straight face? Like,
so you're not alone, dude.
This nigga look at you like, wait, what the fuck's your problem?
What the fuck are you doing here, prick?
Bro, you could stand way closer.
Yo, I've been
there was that option.
Yo,
you're 9 feet away.
I've been in fucking public washrooms or restrooms, whatever y'all call them, and niggas are just like in there like doing something like in the stall, and they fart so loud, and I just like I feel like I can't laugh because I'm like, yo, you did that sound and you made nothing. You made nothing. So me reacting to that. But that shit would just always be funny to me, especially like. I think the part that gets me is the relief. Like that nigga did not know I was in there, and he said, "Oof, holy fuck!"
Yo, cause somebody says, "Holy fuck."
Can't believe they just did that. Like, yo, holy fuck. Fuck. Bro, there was that one time, and I think you know what I'm talking about, because I think I told you. We were at B&R. We were at a building. We're doing an internal move, and I went there. Employees were still there. I walked into the washroom at just the right time. This nigga farted so fucking loud, and it was a brand new building. And I'm there fucking holding my face. Cause I'm like, yo, I'm about to fucking lose it. And then he did it one more time, and then he said, "Holy fuck!" Like, yo, nigga, I got the fuck.
I'm calling the police for him.
Yo, nah, man, I didn't hear some shit. But that shit will always be funny to me, man. I don't know.
Oh, the public joints usually be like, yo, like I. Usually, for most people. They're not casual. They're like, yo, I got, there's no other option.
Yeah.
Can't save this.
Keep it a stat. You ever gotten to the point where you're like shaking to get your pants?
Yes. I told the story when I was in grade 6. When I diverged from the from the pizza slice buying line to use a bathroom.
You did say this, yeah.
That was the dumbest rule to this day. You can't use a bathroom in the first period. Like,
Bro, you know, I just woke that's up. That's why I'm
fresh from my breakfast. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's so my body decides whether or not, like, we keeping this or, like, we are we dumping this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the dumping. Yeah, like, yeah, no, facts.
Oh, man. That shit. Yo,
I was being so bad. Where, bro, when I had to make the plan to use the bathroom mm-hmm. the first period, mm-hmm. like, that's not like me to, like, just lie to my teacher and shit. I'm like, mm-hmm. who has to go buy burger tickets? Oh, yo, that's a great idea, nigga. Bro, I'm not a liar, bro.
It's honestly just a really good plan.
I just walked with the burger line. They went straight. I turned, made a hard right. No. Swooped into the bathroom illegally.
You know,
illegally.
Bro, I wasn't allowed to be in there. It was a very clean bathroom that morning.
Mm. Yeah.
It was very clean.
Got blessed.
Yeah. I was still like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding on to the walls like a spy.
Like the fucking girl from Hereditary at the end of the scene.
Wait, where? I was up there.
Which one?
I was levitating.
And remember, she was in the top of the house in Hereditary?
Oh, yes.
But it's kind of interesting because, like, I feel like we had that same thought process. Because we kept asking the question of, like, all right, if I'm, like, driving home and I'm speeding and an officer pulls me over and says, yo, why are you speeding? I'm saying, yo, I have to. I'm going to shit my pants. Like, right now, like, you stopping this? I already done. Like, yo, mine's on the window. Holy fuck.
Go, get out of here.
Yo. No, I don't want to stop. Why you stop me?
I think I see.
You're just showing the caramel.
Probably standing in my seat.
You would definitely, but like not pull up.
Julie tells the story of him. He tells the story of him as a kid and his mom's driving. He's like, we don't have to pull up. Okay, Julie, we're almost home. And then he said it again. He's like, "Mommy, it's full." She said, "Okay, dude, we're almost home." This nigga's like, took off his seatbelt. You hear the car go boom. That is straight up. He's in a grocery store. My man at the pool. I'm sad. This is a real thing. I'd be like, yo, just go in your pants. Nigga's standing on the highway.
Oh, shit.
No, we got
it. God damn.
Oh, you got shit in the cup, kid. Here.
Oh, yo, there's nothing you can do to help your nigga out.
That's my little child.
With this nigga is standing in the whip and you're like, bro, this nigga was not. It turned from mommy have to poop to fucking screaming. Mommy, drive.
Mommy, hurry, go faster. Mommy, run it. Please. Can you go through red light?
It's fucking red. I don't care, mommy. At that point, bro, you're shitting in a bush. Yo. As a kid, too, bro, like.
Damn.
You don't know if you're lactose intolerant. This shit changes over a while, bro. Because I remember some shit.
Holy shit.
I remember some times in school where I had, like, cheese and I'm just holding my shits back. And any chance I got, any opportunities I got in class, I'm like, yo, I'm fucking ripping this shit right here. Like, so I remember some times where I really had to use the bathroom bad.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to go, you have to go, man.
Yeah, there's
shout out to that.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what time it is, man. This was Random Order, episode 70. We about to sign out, baby. For all our YouTube viewers, make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel. Keep up with the video version and episode clips. Hit that goddamn bell to become a true Notre Dame Eagle. You know what it is, man. Why would you not do that? Why would you not?
Let's say, do you know what it is?
I know what it is.
Yeah, I know you know what it is.
The audio version of the Random Order podcast is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, leave great reviews and comments so other people could discover the pod as well.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. Black Friday, we getting busy on 4ie.ca.
We told you.
Oh, say less.
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
Head over to 4ye.ca to clean up. Turn on the post notifications when you follow 4ye on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Man. What's the
I got it. You know I got it. I'm gonna let Shell take this.
What's the goddamn man, what's the
that part?
What's the
I got oh I'm not no.
What's the man? What's the muffin of the day, man?
Oh, that's chocolate chip off Craig.
I'm icy. All these girls excited. Ooh, you know they like it. I'm so icy. So icy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.